Okay, Rishus, the Rosh Chabura, Rav Nachum, and the Chashava B'nei Chabura. We're going to tell you what Chanukah is about, but it's not going to be exactly the same as what the other Chanukah was about, but at the end of the day, it's really all about the same thing, as we'll see. We see a very interesting halachas in Hilchos Chanukah that says in the halacha, Haroya Ner, someone sees a Ner of somebody else, he's walking by someone else's house, and he's not going to be making his own bracha, so he's required to make a bracha on the other person's Ner. And so the question is, we don't see such a thing, like someone who walks by someone's house and he sees him drinking Arba Krisis, and then all of a sudden, he's not going to do Arba Krisis, so, you know, make the bracha, or someone's not going to read the Megillah, and he sees people reading the Megillah, and then, make the bracha. So why by Chanukah, someone walks by someone's menorah, sees the menorah, he has to make the bracha. We also see a very interesting halacha. Someone has a very nice corner house, and he has a menorah on one side. He is required to put a menorah on the other side. Now, we don't say that, because why? Because the guy who's passing by, he may not see it on the other side. So we don't tell the guy, go around and check. No, you have to put the menorah on both sides. We also see another halacha, that someone who, when you light the menorah, you cannot take the menorah, light it in your home, and bring it outside. Because we're worried that the guy who sees it out, you carrying it out, he's going to think that you didn't light it for the mitzvah. You lit it at home to have a nice light, and now you're schlepping it out. So what's going on over here? Like, is everyone in shidduchim that you have to make sure the neighbors know b'diyuk what's going on and how is this? And look, this is what I'm doing. What kind of halachas are these that I have to make sure that my friend knows this side and I have to make sure this? Okay, what's the show? 18 months and right. So well, we also know that the Yevonim they had three main decrees. They had against Shabbos, Bris Milah, and Rosh Chodesh. And the question is, what's so special about Rosh Chodesh that they wanted to get rid of Rosh Chodesh? It's just a little bit of a marbin besuda. It's not like a major, you know. So why did they want to get rid of Rosh Chodesh? What was so key about Rosh Chodesh? So the Medrash Rabbah brings down that the Yevonim, they said that they told the Bnei Yisrael, you have to write I heard this, the answer to these questions from Rabbi Zweig, the Yeshiva from Miami. So he says, Kisvu lachem al keren ashar, you write on the keren ashar, ein lonu alakei Yisrael. We don't have anything with the ein lonu chelek alakei Yisrael. We don't have anything with the God of Israel. That's what they had to write. So if you look at the words, right? Kisru lachem al keren shar ein lonu. Why did they make you write, we don't have? They should have said, ein li, I have nothing to do with Hashem, and that's it. Everyone should write, I don't have anything to do with Hashem. Why? We have, what are we, what is this, we? And so the answer is that the Yevonim, which you see was really the Malchus of Yavon, they were very into, like, the societies and the communities. And what they wanted to get rid of was the community of Kal Yisrael. They wanted everyone to say, not only am I not part of Hashem's community, but my friend isn't either, and he isn't either. Ein lanu, we're as a community, we're not. I had to say, you know, that you're not, and you have to say that I'm not. And that's what they wanted to eradicate. And if you look at the Alanisim, it says, like, by Purim, it says they wanted to get rid of the Yehudim. But here it says, Amcha Yisrael. It's the Amcha, it's the nation, the community of the Klal Yisrael that they wanted to get rid of. So that's the pshat, that why on Chanukah we have to go out of our way to show, because I said, you are not part of the community, now I have to show that you are, I have to show you that you are. I take the candles out and I have to demonstrate to you that I'm saying that I am and you are. And if you're walking by my Hanukkah candles and you see, oh, you see that, you have to say, oh, yes, I'm reiterating that you are also, right? And so it's a back and forth. So this is to show that, yes, we're on Hanukkah, there's no coincidence that the Neris are outside. So it's like a community. We're sort of strengthening the community to what they try to uproot. We're like being mechazik and showing that no, we're all part of the community. We're all part of Klal Yisrael. We're all part of the community of Hashem. And so Hanukkah is a time to strengthen the community ties, and really it's a great privilege to be part of Rabbi Stroll's community. And it's like wow. And I'll explain to you. I'm not making this up. You can look it up. The Gemara says in Brachas, right? Mishachar beis hamikdash, right? Ein lakadosh baruch hu b'alamai ela dalat amishel halacha, right? And there's, I'm going to give you three explanations. The Marsha explains, what does it mean? What does the beis hamikdash have to do with dalat amishel halacha? So before, when there was a beis hamikdash, so what was there and what's now? So the Marsha explains, because the Sanhedrin was in Lishkas HaGazes, and the Sanhedrin gave Hayra, very clear Hayra, Psak Halacha. And then Mishkar Beis HaMikdash, there was no Sanhedrin, and so you had to go into each person individually and to find the Psak. And so the Halacha Psuka is what, there's nothing left, there's no based in giving out all these Hayras, clear Hayras. So it's every, you know, little unit learning the Halacha and coming out Bidiyuk with the Psak Halacha. It's like you have to like take apart the sponges exactly to know bidiyuk, you know, is it tzchita or not, right? Otherwise, you're not going to know. So this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. This is what he has. Ein bilvad is nothing else. But the people who go all the way down to the nitty gritty, like this way, that way, you know, what if this changes? What if that changes? And the same thing, the Ben Yoyada says that by when it was the Beis HaMikdash, there was no shikha. So the Beis HaMikdash, the time the Messiah, everyone remembered the Messiah. They knew what was, you know, what the, it was passed on very clearly. And after Beis HaMikdash, it got all, you know, you see the Rishonim, right? Everyone has a different opinion, and it keeps going, and it's all. And so, the only people that the only thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu has is the people that get it straight and clear and give you the Psak Halacha, what it is and why it is. And so, in order to do that, you have to really understand, you know, what the basis is and how it all comes. And then the Medrash Talpiyos says that before, when it was a Beis HaMikdash, he says that the people didn't have tirdus. They were able to, when they learned, they was involved, it was a part of them. What they learned, the Torah, what they said out of their mouth, it was, they understood, it was deeply understood. But after that, people got too many tirdus, and of course he wasn't living in this time where it's like, you know, it's a crazy world, and thousands of things going through everyone's mind, and there's like so much going on. And so, say when people learn, they say something, it's only from their mouth. It's not, they don't really have the yishuv hadas to come up with something clear, except for halacha. Because halacha, in order to say what's what, you have to have a clear path and exactly how you got there and exactly bidiyuk. It doesn't work otherwise. You can't say it's, you know, mutar asur if it's not exactly all the way, you know, makes sense. So that's what Ein LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela Balam Shachol Blavad. So Hanukkah is a time where we strengthen this to resolve, you know, together as a community, or the Stroll's community, to always understand exactly the halacha, and it's a great schus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashur his shechina on such an olam. So that's it.
That was very clear. I admire you.